friends, and welcome back into the pod. I wanted to do a podcast about a topic that will probably not be of interest to any guys. This is going to be a podcast about menopause, and it's not going to be graphic or anything like that, but, you know, guys don't go through it, so if you're a biologically born male, you may not want to be included in this podcast or listen to it. Although some of the symptoms of menopause can affect men in your life. I just went to my yearly GYN appointment. As a review, I was not able to have children. This gynecologist, who I absolutely love, which is going to sound weird, very comfortable with her. She did my partial hysterectomy surgery due to fibroids. She cried with me in the pre-op, knowing that this means I will never have children. And she said, you know, we can try to figure this out. If you don't want to do this, you don't have to. But I was in my late 40s and I knew that, you know, my path was different. And I gave her a hug and I said, it's okay, Katie. I'm all right. I said, let's get rid of this thing. It's never worked right anyway. And this can help other women. And that's kind of where I'm at this point. And she's just the best. She's a good person. She's an amazing doctor. And I'm very, very fortunate. I refer anyone that I can to her and her practice because I just love her. I'm just so comfortable at the doctor. And I know I can talk to her about anything. And I know that she's going to take care of me. And she's a woman of her word. And I always respect that. So I went for my yearly exam today, and I get a pap smear every year. I think it's important for women to know that you can ask for that and your insurance is going to pay for it. As we know, if you're over 20 years old, you know that the pendulum swings back and forth on recommendations for things like mammograms and pap smears and all sorts of tests. But here's the deal. Women need a pap smear every year. Ovarian cancer and cervical cancer and all types of cancer can be, and HPV can be seen in your pap smear. And it's just stupid to advise women to not get a pap smear every year. So please, when you go to your doctor, get a pap smear every year, ladies. I am 59 years old. I have no uterus. It doesn't matter if you're past your childbearing years. You are not past your I could get cancer years. And that is how you should be thinking about it. When I was young, it was like, oh, you have a pap smear. You know, if you're in childbearing years and then after that, you don't really. No, that is bullshit. Do not fall for it. And if your doctor is not listening to you and your concerns, you need to fire them and get a new one. If you're in the Boston area, I happen to have a great one. So if you want her name, you can private message me. In any case, so I was down in Newton Wellesley for my yearly exam, and we always chat for the first 10 or 15 minutes. No, she does not do that for everybody. She always tells me she blocks 2 appointment spots for me because she wants to catch up on vacationing and trips and all sorts of things. She's a scuba diver. She's a runner. Her daughter's getting ready to look at college, and I've just been blessed to have her in my life for 12 years now. In any case, I asked her some questions. First, I asked her about iron, an iron supplement. I said, you know, obviously, I'm in menopause, and I understand that women in childbearing age need more iron. I said, but instructors tend to be anemic. I said, so is it okay for me to take a multivitamin with iron? She said, yes. I said, should I take a supplement? She goes, do you have your blood test results from your PCP? I said, yes. So I can pull them up on my phone. She can look at them. She goes, your hematocrit looks good. You don't need an iron supplement. I said, great. These are questions I can ask her. She never makes me feel stupid. And she always answers my questions. And because I have patient sight for my PCP, she can take a look at my blood work and see that it's fine. In any case, my numbers all look good. And during my exam, she told me everything looks normal. Obviously, we have to wait for the pap smear results. But I also asked her questions about menopause, not for myself, for others. People that work for me, my friends, who are experiencing some shit that they shouldn't need to be experiencing. I told her about one of my instructors who's actually coming to the office tomorrow to see a different physician and get a full hormone workup. And she's having symptoms. And she said, I think it was good that you sent her here. She also told me about the North American Menopause Society. Now, you might laugh at that, especially if you're a younger woman. But let me explain something to you, sweetie. You are going to age if you're lucky, and you're going to go through what we have all gone through. So don't poo-poo your elders and don't poo-poo this podcast. You should listen and put this in your back pocket for future reference, because nobody was there to guide us, not even our parents. Because menopause, when your parents were young, or even when your grandparents were young, is 100%, 180 degrees different than it is now. Okay? So the North American Menopause Society is a certification that OBGYNs can get, and they should get, to know what they need to know to treat their patients who are in perimenopause or menopause. Because times have changed. I think sometimes we forget when we go through things that when your mom went through it 25 years ago, it's completely different now. And we don't ask questions, we're embarrassed, or society makes us feel like as older women over 50, we're worthless and nobody gives a shit. And that is also bullshit. First of all, we are not worthless at any age. Second of all, we are not worthless. We are not stupid. We are not, you know, to be pushed off and poo-pooed. And that's what I told her. I said, I'm hearing from my staff and friends that their regular OBGYN is just poo-pooing them. They're getting certain symptoms. Oh, sweetie, take an Advil. You know, stuff like that. And that should not be happening in 2023. Shouldn't have happened 50 years ago either, but here we are. Okay? So, if you are over 40 and experiencing symptoms like joint pain, tiredness, dryness in your pupig, dry skin, all sorts of things, can't sleep, you have depression, you have mood swings, anything like that that you've never had before, please, please see your doctor. And if your OBGYN is not NAMS certified, again, that stands for North American Menopause Society, then if you're in my area of the world, I'm happy to give you a referral to my GYN office, and they have someone who is NAMS certified in there. And they are not going to poo-poo you. They are going to listen to you. You can start perimenopause symptoms, not merimenopause symptoms, in your late 30s and early 40s. So those of you 35 and older that are snickering about this topic, rein that shit in, sweetie, because this is going to be you in like 5 minutes. Okay? So don't do that. Don't do that. Okay? Older women should be helping younger women, and conversely, younger women should be helping older women. We should not be up against each other with this stuff, guys. We should stand together. Okay? Now, if you're in another country, because I understand my podcast, which I'm so excited about, is reaching women in other countries in the EU. First of all, hi. I lived in the EU between high school and college. It was an excellent experience. You never know, we might end up over by you in retirement. We are undecided, but my husband can get dual citizenship in Italy, so we might end up in the EU at some point. We love you guys, and we're glad that we now have an administration that's not freaking you out so much. We have friends in Germany and Austria, and, you know, I don't know if you guys have the same type of thing over there. If you have a certification for your OBGYNs or what your... I have never, thankfully, had to seek medical attention in the EU. So you may have something different. But look for that. And you may already have it. You guys are so much advanced from us in so many ways. But this is important, ladies, in the U.S., North American Menopause Society. And they have to be NAMS certified. They have to go to classes. They have to get this certification so that they can use that moniker. And this is important because no woman should be living with negative symptoms. I said it to her today. I said, I tell everyone what you told me. And she goes, this is absolutely true. Women should not be suffering in perimenopause and menopause. Full stop. You should not be suffering through it. So if you are, or maybe if you're younger and you know that your mom did, you should get with a gynecologist as young as possible who is certified this way and can guide you through the entirety of your life, not just up till you pop out your children if you're able to have any and choose to. Okay? So I wanted to share that information, and I wanted to say that I've been on HRT for over 10 years now, and it was the best decision that I could have made. My gynecologist also told me that the pendulum has swung and more women are going on HRT and staying on it. Because, and I did not know this, okay, it starting in perimenopause, you will lose 1%. 1% is a lot of your bone mass per year. This can cause osteoporosis. Very severe in many women who are of petite stature. Now, I am not in that group of women in petite stature. I am a short and stocky Middle Eastern Jewish girl, and I have excellent bone mass because A, I'm on HRT. B, I am an instructor, fitness instructor who teaches strength training with resistance, and I work out all the time, which is going to help. But even if you do work out and use resistance training, and you're not on HRT, you will lose bone mass, bone density, at 1% a year. That's crazy. And so more and more women, according to my gynecologist, not me, her, says that more women are going on it and staying on it longer because it can cause severe problems with bone density. And that can be dangerous. That can be very dangerous. So, things have changed as they always do in the medical field. That's why it's called practicing medicine. That's why doctors are constantly going back and getting more education in different areas. And this benefits us as patients. So, I want you to benefit from what I talk to my doctor about. And I'm grateful that I have someone that I can speak to openly and email with questions. And I often do throughout the year. And I wanted you, as I said, to benefit from this. So, ladies, do not shy away from hormone replacement therapy if you are having negative impacts in your life from peri or full menopause. You do not need to live like that. There is literally no reason for it. And you shouldn't have to, okay? So if you are seeing any of the negative effects of perimenopause or menopause, please, please speak to your doctor. And if your physician is not NAMS certified, you can go on their website. I don't know what it is because I haven't looked it up. I got right in the car and got into traffic. But NAMS has a website. So look up the North American Menopause Society. Get their website, and you can look in our area or your area to see who is certified. And you can go to them and get the advice and treatment that is going to help you instead of being patted on the head and sent on your way to suffer through symptoms you do not need to. Because I think we can all agree, ladies, that as women, whether we're able to have children or not, we go through enough bullshit with our internal organs that we don't need to allow it to be even more extensive and even more harmful to our minds and bodies. So please, do not be embarrassed to talk about it. Do not be embarrassed about being in menopause. You do not have to be embarrassed. Please, let's talk about it. We talk about colonoscopies. We talk about periods. We talk about all sorts of things as women. Let's talk about this because it is important. You are important, and your good health and your good life are important. So please don't shy away from it. Don't be embarrassed by it, and get with a physician who actually knows what they're doing. And remember, you are a patient slash customer. And if you would not deal with a business that is not listening to you and reacting to what you need, then you shouldn't be with a physician that's not listening to you or reacting to you properly either. You are a customer, and your insurance is paying this doctor. And so you need to make sure that if someone's not doing what you want, you need to go to somebody else. And I hope that you will go on your journey as a woman and live to a ripe old age and not suffer from any of these ridiculous and stupid symptoms, because you know what, ladies? We're worth way more than that.